Blog Talk Radio.
To Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Welcome from around the world, or if you're in the chat room right now, and also the callers that are on the phone. Time to time, we will have special guest psychics that will be joining us in the chat room, and also they help too on the line. And I've given you the show phone number. Now, the chat room is open. Your moderator in the chat room is Miss Nina. Miss Nina is also the station manager for the Essence of Success. One question per caller, please. We like to give everyone a chance to ask questions or validate past readings. And we've gotten a lot of that here lately, validations back. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. So please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from our hearts. If your phone is blocked with the 111, you may get disconnected, so please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you today that they love you, well, me and Miss Nina do. Now, if you desire a intimate reading, one-on-one, you can reach me and Miss Nina at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Go over to the right part of the page at the website, scroll down to psychic readings, and you've got us. We do psychic readings daily, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. Now, know this, I'm on Pacific time. Nina, I think, is 2 hours in front of me. So just remember, one hour. So make sure that when you do make your reservation or your date for a reading, that you take that in consideration. Anyway, Monday through Friday, we're here to do that. Okay, and, I want to tell you this. Thank you, Nina, for bringing it up. The new moon is on the 9th, which is next Friday, and I know Nina's going to tell you about the residuals you can feel before and after. And the full moon is the 23rd, so mark your calendars. The 9th, Friday, is the new moon, and the full moon is the 23rd, which will be fourth Friday. Oh, we got 5 Fridays this month, the fourth Friday of the month. Okay, now, without further ado, let me bring in my co-host and station manager, Miss Nina. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the show. Lennis, I think you reversed it. The full moon is the 9th.
I mean, right. God, I did it what I said on there. I'm sorry. The full moon is the 9th. Nina's right. She brought it to my attention. I still screwed it up. The full moon is the 9th, and the new moon is the 23rd. Thank you, Nina. Go ahead, woman.
Okay. Okay, for whoever's asking me if I'm taking chat questions, yes, I will take questions in the chat room, but make it in the open chat and not in private message, please. I do not have time to go back and forth from the chat room to the studio and into private message. There just is not time while I'm answering questions live. So if you would keep your questions out in the open chat room, that would be great. I have a few birthdays. Two from last week. Sorry about that. Happy 11th birthday to Samantha. Happy birthday, Sam. Sorry I didn't mention it last week and last Friday as well. My son-in-law, Dwayne. Happy birthday, Dwayne. And tomorrow is my nephew Daniel's birthday. Happy birthday, Dan. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Other than that, I'm happy to be here. The weather is beautiful up here in Alberta. The sun is shining, and it's nice and warm out. So, yeah, loving it. And we have a new member, added a new member to our family on Friday. We have a new fur baby, and her name is Mocha. She is three-quarter Shih Tzu and a quarter poodle, so she is going to be very tiny, just like my other puppies were. So we're very happy to have her, and it's helped me heal my heart after the loss of our other little dog. So I hope you all are having a wonderful Sunday, and you will have a great week. And, yes, please remember about the full moon. Sometimes it can bring about some not-so-nice stuff, as in people's emotions and moods. Just remember to keep your own at an even keel. And if you feel like somebody has slighted you by word of mouth or whatever, just maybe take a step back and really think about answering them by biting their heads off until maybe next week. And that's all I've got. Lennis, how about you?
Okay, well, I have a few birthdays, and congratulations on your new baby. She is cute. I saw a picture. If anybody knows Nina's Facebook page, she has a picture of her baby on there, and she is just the cutest little thing. Just want to kiss her to death. That's how I look at her. But anyway. Okay, birthdays. First up, everybody knows Anna. Tomorrow, excuse me, is Anna's birthday. The people in the chat room, you know her as Sheha. She is our intuitive life coach. Am I saying that right? Intuitive and empathic life coach that helps people too. So happy birthday, Anna, to you. We love you dearly, and we also appreciate you coming in to help out. Happy birthday to my cousin, Bobby Boyd. Happy birthday to Steve Brown, my partner for life. I tell you, him and I, we must be about 40 years now. And happy birthday to the twins, Robin and Angela. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And also happy birthday to Miss Lisa Kirby in Vegas. Keep it going, girl. Keep it going. Okay. And that's all I have, Miss Nina.
All right, I guess. The show to begin.
Okay. And our first caller up is area code 770. Welcome to the show. You're our first caller. Who is this?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Terrific. Terrific. So what can we help you with, young lady?
Well, do you do anything like remote viewing?
Not on the air.
No.
Okay. Because I'm looking for a paper that says 2575, and I know I had it. I think I had it, but I can't find it.
Look in your bedroom. It's in your bedroom.
Okay.
That's what the angels are telling me. They're saying bedroom, bedroom, bedroom. So it's somewhere in your bedroom. And maybe, I don't know why they're showing me right now under the bed. They're showing me a piece of paper under the bed, that slipped under the bed, yeah.
Let's see here, since I'm in the bedroom.
Okay.
Nothing's under the bed.
Okay, well, it must be close to the bed or somewhere near the floor. Because they're showing bedroom, and then they just showed me under your bed, and a piece of white paper was there on the right-hand side. Now, how I'm looking at it, if I'm facing your bed, I'm looking at the right-hand side underneath somewhere right there, either fell within the covers or right underneath back there. That's what they're showing me. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's a real important piece of paper. Evidence for court.
Okay. That's what I saw. Did you pick up anything, Nina?
I picked up a pocket.
Hmm.
A pocket.
Yep. Remember
what
the
kind
last
of
time?
Some kind
of a pocket. The last time you had it, maybe you had a coat on or a sweater on, your house coat, whatever the case may be. It's in a pocket somewhere is what I'm picking.
Okay.
Well,
so there's three areas.
Yeah. There's three areas.
I need to finish.
Your bedroom, the floor, and your clothes. Check a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well,
I'm
look
sorry.
Through all the papers in the bedroom. and see where it might could be. I'm going to have to finish up my notes for my lawyer and take them tomorrow. And I know it should be. I know it's going to be successful. You know.
Yeah,
okay.
And you find that paper. So just keep looking. You can hang up with us and go and look and call us back when you find it.
Okay. And I appreciate it.
No problem.
No problem. You're most welcome, Sandy. You will locate it today. I feel it.
Oh.
So you're going to find
okay.
that piece of paper today. All right. Thank you for calling and have a wonderful weekend, lady. All right, next caller, area code 551. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
It's Tanisha.
Tanisha or Tanisha?
Yes, Tanisha.
Tanisha. Okay, how are you doing, Tanisha?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Fine. You sound sad, girl. What's wrong?
I'm not sad.
I can feel it in my heart. Huh?
Just waking up, but just wanted to know, what did you get for love life, romance?
Okay, did you just break up from somebody? Just have a breakup?
I'd say a couple of months ago.
Well, I'm asking it because it must be some residue there that I'm picking up, so there's still some emotion there, feelings.
He's trying to come back.
Okay, yeah, okay. Are you going to let him back?
No, because it doesn't make sense to waste time on something that you don't want.
Okay, very good. Smart young lady. Okay, Tanisha, let's see what's coming up. You got to stop the young man from your path. That's the first thing the angels are telling me. You need to stop him before you can move forward. In other words, he's like, I tell women, carry on luggage or a baggage, whatever. That's how he is to you. He's baggage. So you got to make it clear to him that you're done, you're through. There's nothing there between you and him. It's done. It's over with. And then you can move forward. And when you do, they're showing me rainbows. Now, I'm seeing two. There's a third one that's forming. That's really good. So I'm seeing 2.5 rainbows. That means as soon as you're done with him, the skies are going to open up and start bringing men to you. So he held you up from what could be. So now, once you make that clear to him, it's going to open. The men are start coming to you.
I thought I made it clear to him. I'm trying not to be rude, but I definitely make it clear that, you know, this is it. I don't know how he can still feel the same.
Yeah,
well,
but sometimes people are... Go ahead, Nina.
I'm going to say this, and I know it's probably not the best way to deal with things, but, you know, being nice all the time, sometimes your message gets through, so maybe it's time to your feet a little bit and tell him to get that out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I'm gonna make it a little more clear because, you know, I guess, you know, thinking about it, maybe he still thinks it's a possibility. So
he does.
Because
I'm picking that up. He does. That's what I'm saying. You need to make it explicitly clear. Not that, you know, like Nina said, you don't have to necessarily curse a man out, but make it explicitly clear that he won't even think about your phone number when he puts his finger to the dial tone.
Oh. Yeah, because
he's blocking you from having other men, from other men coming into your life. That's why I said once you make it clear, the universe knows this and the energy.
Okay. How is that possible? Just me just trying to learn, you know, about manifestation and things of that nature. How is that possible to block somebody else?
Oh, how's that possible? By their energy. Their energy. So if you, like in your mind, you're done. But he mm-hmm. isn't. So you got to make sure that your energy stands tall. And it's like, you know what? Fuck off. I'm done. Leave me alone. Or the next step, I'll call the police. You know, now, I'm not telling you to say it in that manner, okay? But that's like how clear that you're going to make it, that he'll be like, well, shit, okay, I ain't calling you no more. Thank you. That's all I wanted. Now, okay. Now you open your mind and, like, look around the world and, like, okay, who's coming? Who's here?
Okay. Because I thought I, you know, made it clear, because obviously he said he wanted to hang out, but obviously he sees I'm not available. And things like that, but I definitely get it. I will make sure that it's clear. Now, for the next person coming around, it any kind of description or what to look
I'm
for?
I'm not getting anything, but I see 2.5 rainbows, so that means that there's going to be men coming to you and happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you'll be happy meeting these men. So, yeah, it's going to be more than one because I saw 2.5 rainbows, and they're just beautiful. So,
yeah,
but those rainbows are not going to appear until you get rid of him. And then that's why I say okay. The sky will just open. You walk out your front door and it's like a brand new day.
Yeah. I really believe it, Landis, because I had a vision while I was in the car the other day of this guy, and he was just so nice to me. And he was just buying me all of these things, and I had to, like, stop him from giving me all these gifts. So, I wanted to know who that was because the vision was as clear as day. You know, I'm very intuitive, but it's here and there because I don't really tap into it. So I was just curious about that.
Well, sweetheart, we would love to answer another question, but we will have to do it on another call or another day, or you can get a hold of us on the website because we only one question per caller.
Okay.
But you
okay,
know what?
So
now, you can hang up and call back in. That's another question.
Okay.
Nisha.
Yeah,
because people do that. Don't they, Nina? They'll hang up and they'll call, get back in the queue and call back in, you know, so they can get another question answered.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if everybody goes, then I'll try it. I don't want to take away. But thank you, ladies, so much.
No, you're not taking away. And let me tell you this right quick before you hang up. The vision that you had of a man buying you gifts and you didn't want him to do it, let people love you in their way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, whatever that is. If that's the way that he feels good in your vision
mm-hmm.
about you, that he just wants to spoil you and buy you things, let him. Because to him,
okay.
And I'm telling this also not for a man but a woman as well, if that's what makes you feel good, then do that. And it's not just in a relationship, everybody. I want to tell you, it could be friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, you know, and you might see something and buy it and it'd be like, oh, you didn't have to do that. That's okay. You know, blah, blah. No, say thank you. And thank you for thinking of me, that you thought about me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let people do, because that's their way of showing love. We don't know. Some people do it with words. Some people do it with materialistic things. That's okay. But it's their way of showing how much they care about you. So get that out your vision. You know, if you meet this man and he wants to do all this, just say, thank you, God, that I'm blessed. And you will be.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. And I don't mean to be fussing, but just to tell everybody that, because I know we all do that in life. Sometimes people give us stuff. You know, you could ask for $20 that you might need 20, and that person will give you 50, and you're like, oh, no, no, that's too much. I only needed 20. You shouldn't have gave me the 50. No, maybe they had the 50 to give you. So they blessed you in abundance. Remember, it says this in the Bible. When God blesses you, he blesses you in abundance. You may not want the $5, but, hey, that 50 could have went a long ways to help you, right? So don't stop your blessings. That's what I want to say. Don't stop your blessings because you don't know. God bless that person to bless you. So, okay, getting back to the calls. All right, area code 347. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tamika. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Tamika. And what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I would like to know about love life. First, I would just like to say really quickly, that was one of the most intelligent, great advice statements that I've ever heard, and I'm going to live by that. What you just said about let someone love you in their own way, that's so true. So that's something I'm going to just keep with me.
Amen, Tamika. Well, it's true. I mean, you know, we're all like, that's too much. Don't, oh, no, thank you. But, you know, and then you feel obligated, right? Then that's the other part of it. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Okay,
Linus
so,
just bought me a beautiful dress, and I got to go get Linus a hat because I know she likes hats. No, you don't do that. Thank the person for whatever they give you. You're not in obligation because they wouldn't have given it to you if they couldn't. If they couldn't afford it or couldn't afford to take you somewhere, right?
Yeah, just so No, Gladys likes hat and Nina likes jewelry.
Hello.
Nothing
yeah, I'm a
that.
Hat freak. And Nina's jewelry, yeah, I'm a hat freak. Okay, Tamika, so you want to know what's coming up in your love life, so you're not in any...
Yeah.
relationship or anything, you haven't just put somebody on the, kicked them to the curb. This is all new, right?
Yeah, I mean, just now I just started, just barely started dating a new guy. But for the most part, I'm not in a relationship at all.
Okay. What do you think about this new guy? Do you want us, you want me and Nina to check him out for you? Or
yeah,
no?
You could do that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's his first name?
His first name is Matt.
That's all we need. M-A-T-T?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's check out. Check Matt out.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know if you want to hear this. The angels just told me that that Matt is a has-been. What that means? Let me write that down. Has-been. He's been up the block and he's been around it, so he knows the game.
Yeah. Okay.
He is looking for a future. He's looking for a future, not only in his life but in a relationship too.
Yeah, that has been part is just he's been hurt before.
Ah, okay.
Really bad.
Uh-oh.
I have two.
I know, but that's why he's looking for a sincere, honest relationship. Because whoever this was hurt him badly by lies.
Me too. Wow. Okay.
Okay. I'm also picking up that he's a really good guy. And you both have got trust issues. So once the trust is built, he'll be honest and open and very giving.
Okay.
Lennis, you picking up anything else?
Not as much as you, but it sounds good. Like they both are coming from a similar background of emotion.
Yeah.
You know, so that's good that one can feel each other. They feel each other's voids. And because they've experienced this, they have an understanding, Tamika and Matt do. Yeah, yeah, which is a beautiful thing. It's a hurting thing that their understanding is from hurt, but they both know they don't want to put each other through that again. She don't want to go through it, and for sure Matt doesn't. So, yeah, that's a good thing in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I want to have children and get married, like, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not saying that it's going to necessarily happen with him, but do you guys see that for me? Do you guys see that for me anytime soon?
Not soon.
You know what? I'm seeing an East Indian man and a Filipino man that you have your kids by. You're going to have two kids. They're not going to be by the same man. I don't see you married. but I see you having two children, but they're by two different fathers. I don't know, Tamika. I mean, I do know what they're showing me, what the angels are showing me, but I'm not seeing a marriage. But I do see you with two kids, possibility two boys.
Okay, and...
But I see an East Indian man and I see a Filipino man in the future.
Okay, that's so you know and everybody else knows. What we are seeing right now is from the path that you're on right now, but you can change that path if you want to. So keep on the path that you're on right now, and this is what will happen. But if you change things, then the outcome will change as well. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I want to call back in because there's a guy I want to ask you guys about. So I will get back in line to call you guys back.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Let's hang up.
Okay.
Call back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The time right now is 3:26 on the West Coast, and it's about 6:26 dinner time on the East Coast. Okay, next call, area code 914. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kathy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have to mention something that you just said. I thought it was really cool. I don't know what this means. But the time that you just said is my birthday, 6:26. Isn't that funny? And you just got my call.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Well, synchronicity.
Yeah.
Synchronicity. Well, happy birthday. If we don't talk to you before then, happy birthday way in advance.
Thank you.
First one to say happy birthday, me and Miss Nina. Okay, Kathy, go ahead with your question, young lady.
I was wondering if you see any trouble coming to me from two people that I've collaborated with. Like, I don't know if they're going to try to retaliate or anything like that. Like, it involves creative intellectual property that was mine.
Okay, well, give me just the first name of both people. I don't want their last name, just the first name.
Could I give initial, because one of them, I don't know if they're listening, and it's kind of a unique name, so I just don't want to, you know what I mean? Could I give initials? Is that okay?
Yeah, but we do better with names. But go ahead with the initial.
Okay, one is L and one is C.
I'm not picking up anything.
I know. It's hard without a name, because then when we tell the angels, they can focus in on that name. A letter is like, well, that could be L throughout around the world.
One is Lou. The L is Lou.
Okay.
The other one sounds like crescent.
I can't focus on crescent when that's not the name.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's try the first one with the L-O-U and see what happens.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'm seeing some paperwork. Something's being passed. This L person wants his part out of it. He thinks he's supposed to receive something, a percentage or... something out of it, but he wants something out of it.
Yeah, I have that feeling too.
Yeah,
he really didn't do anything though.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you what the angels are telling me. They're
saying he wants something out
of the deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other person.
The last initial is an S. If that's any help on the other person.
Okay, let me ask. I'm getting a little bit of a headache on the left-hand side of my head when I ask CS.
Yeah, he was a little bit out of that.
No, it's okay. I'm seeing a Bible where this man puts his hand on it and he declares that it's the truth. But the angels are telling me he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing this Bible. I can see it right now on a table, and I see him putting his hands on it, and he's swearing it's the truth. But the angel said, no, he's a liar. They didn't say he's lying.
Mm-hmm.
They said he is a liar. So
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Second one, forewarn, caution, he's a liar. And the first one, he wants something out of the deal.
Yeah.
Now, Nina, did you pick up anything different than I did?
Yeah, brick
same?
Wall.
Oh, okay.
Brick
okay.
Wall for,
well,
the last, for the first
I'm
one.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
For Lou, he's just coughing up smoke. He really won't do you any harm unless, I think what it is if the first one, the last one that we don't have a name for, starts something.
Wow. Like if one
yeah.
does, the other will follow suit type thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I also am getting a headache on the left side from with those initial.
The number
rooms.
Two person, yeah. Yep. He's the one the angel said is a liar. So you definitely want to delete him out the mix with the quickness. And
yeah.
The first one, too, I would imagine as well. Like she
mm-hmm.
said, he's puffing smoke because he wants something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, when he did nothing and I changed it anyway. Yeah.
Well, go for what you know, Kathy. Do what's going to make Kathy happy and it's going to benefit Kathy and you'll be all right. I'm going to say it that way. What about you, Nina?
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I feel like her decision is the best decision. The angels are not telling me whatever her decision is because I'm asking, would it be wrong? And they said she needs to do what's best for her, and she'll be okay. So
if you feel
comfortable in your decision, what you did,
behind.
You're okay.
Yeah, I have left them behind. And, yeah, like I said, I'm just wondering if they'll, you know, if they want to retaliate like you're saying, they might get an inkling to. Or want something, I do have proof. I just don't like messiness, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We understand. Yeah. Well, you're doing good, kiddo. Stick on that. Stick to your mind. You're doing good. And what you thought was correct. We probably just elaborated a little bit more for you. But, yeah, you're on the right path. So continue on, young lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you have a wonderful week. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you. Both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye now. Okay. Next caller. Area code. Well, are you going to come up? There you go. Area code 347. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's it?
Hi, this is Tamika. Is anyone ahead of me?
That's
nope.
okay. You're doing a call. No, go ahead.
Okay. Wait. All right. I wanted to ask you both what you guys pick up around me and someone named Nick.
M-I-C-K or Nick?
Nick. N with an M like Nancy.
N-I-C-K.
Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Ooh. Crap. I got a headache. Real fast and sharp across the left side of my head going all the way to the back. I don't like him. Bad story, bad news. Fronts. He's the type that'll throw a rock and hide his hand. Oh, that wasn't me, but it was him that did it. He's not very trustworthy, they're telling me. Not very trustworthy. And you need to keep one eye open at all times because there's red flags coming with him. So the angels are telling you, keep your eyes open and watch out for red flags because they're definitely coming, and you will know it.
Ooh. I haven't heard from him in a while. I was just wondering if I was going to see him or hear from him again.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. You don't need to see him. Bad news, Tamika. Be glad. Thank God you don't see him. It's just bad news. A man is untrustworthy. There's too many red flags around him. So that's not a good thing for you. He's not who you think he is, Tamika. He puts on a good show. He should be in Ringling Brothers, and they just closed. But anyway, yeah. No, he is not the one. Okay, definitive answer. Nina, did you see anything different?
Nope, nothing that. Just a bunch of red flags and, yeah, peeing across the back of my neck.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go, Tamika.
Okay.
We're going to tell you the truth, girlfriend. We ain't going to let you go out there and get hurt now. We're going to tell you the truth.
No, I know.
It's up to you what you want to do.
The reason why I asked is because when we were together, I mean, I broke up with him because I felt the things that you guys said. But when we were together, we had talked about, like, children and all of that. And at the time, I felt like it was true, but, you know, that ended. And then just talking to you just now, I'm thinking about me with an East Indian man or, like, an Asian man with children. I don't know. I'm just trying to tie it all together, like, thinking about, like, everything. So I just decided to just ask about him, and I don't know. I was just wondering.
No, he's a no. And don't worry about the East Indian or the Filipino guy, because you know what? Love has no color and no age.
No, I don't mind. I have Asian in my family, too, but I just didn't know I was going to end up with one to have children with.
Yeah, you never know. Go ahead, Nina.
Like I told you before, change the path you're on right now, and these things, too, will change. So, you know, it's totally up to you.
Okay. All right. You guys see me moving? You guys see me moving?
Yeah, that's another question.
Okay.
Call back in.
Okay,
Tamika.
All right, I'll call back.
Okay, Tamika. Talk to you in a minute. All righty. Next caller, area code 708. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Camille. How are you?
Hi, Camille.
Hi,
Camille, is this our Camille with that cute guy and beautiful relationship? Is that the Camille?
This is your cute Camille. This is with the guy. I don't know about the good relationship, but yeah, this is her.
What? What happened?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Lennon. He decided he told me that he was not ready for a relationship. Which is fine,
what?
But he still wants all the frills of the relationship, and I don't have time for that. So we're still friends, just not, all that time.
Okay.
And he says he's not ready for a relationship. So.
He's a good guy, too. Nina, what are you picking up? I'm shocked. I'm surprised.
Yeah. It's okay, Camille. I think he's going to have a change of heart. But you have to... just ignore him for a while. And, I think he's going to have a change of heart.
Well, ignoring him is exactly what I've been doing. Well, I haven't ignored him. I just have not been as available to him as I normally was when I thought that we were developing a relationship. So I'm giving him his space, and he's giving me mine, kind of, sort of. But
no.
I have a question.
Okay, that's all right. Go ahead.
So I met someone about a week or so ago, and so I'm trying to – we know that we are physically attracted to each other, but we had a conversation the other day that made me look at him differently in a positive way. I'm just kind of trying to see where he's coming from.
Okay, Camille, what's his first name?
Maurice.
Okay. He's a blank board. Interesting. You know what? All I'm picking up is he's just open. I see a blank board, but it's white. It's not like a black. When I see a black board, then I know there's nothing there. I'm seeing a white board, but I'm not getting information. It's just telling me he's open. So maybe he's ready for a new relationship, too. He's looking for newness. Let me see. Nina, what are you picking up about Maurice?
Well, you know that song? Let's talk about sex, baby. That one.
Nina, you're turning into Saturday Night. Stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
That was funny. Thank you, Nina. I'm sorry, Camille.
Yeah,
go ahead, Nina.
Not me. It's telling me this. So, yeah. Sorry, but that's what they're telling me.
So, in other words, Camille, you guys will have a fantastic sexual relationship. Mentally, we don't know yet, but sex will be good.
Right. Yes.
You'll
yes.
think you went to Disneyland.
What?
Wow.
I love Nina.
He's older than me, so he's more mature and things and but the conversation that we had made me seem like he's more than just a physical, you know, he could be more than just a physical attraction. He's very open, like you said, and he's always willing to talk, and he's very generous. So just wanted to kind of get a vibe from him.
Okay. Well, Nina picked up, you're going to have an excellent physical life. Mental, I don't know, like I said, he's open because I saw a white board, so he's open. He's willing to listen, which is beautiful. I like that. But, yeah, he's open. So, yeah, you two should have some good communication.
Awesome. I always pick up on good guys. They just never, it's the longevity that I look for. So,
just looking
to get to know more about him.
Well, being an older gentleman with experience, he's definitely going to be more patient.
Okay.
Yeah, and
that's a good thing.
Neil, I'm going to say something to you. Take it slow.
Okay.
You know, take it slow, and don't be in too much of a rush to get that permanent commitment from any guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not just this one, but any guy. Just take it slow. Get to be friends. Get to be lovers. Get to be whatever. But take it slow first, because you might be scaring them off.
You said I might be scaring them off?
Yep, ma'am.
Okay.
So you just slow down a titch and get to know the person really, really well. And I bet you the commitment issue comes out of their mouth.
Okay.
I like that.
Yes, that makes sense.
Ma'am.
Okay.
All right, Camille.
Thank you,
you know you got
so
to call
much.
Us, girl. Keep us abreast.
Yes, ma'am. You know I will.
Yeah.
Have a great
and
week.
I'm sorry about you and Jason, because we always felt good about you too. But life is life.
Yeah.
Like Nina says, you know, things can change due to life circumstances.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. We'll see. Nothing is permanent. It's just. Right now, I'm just enjoying living and the experience. So whatever the experience brings me, that's what I'll take. So we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you for
thank
calling.
You,
we always enjoy hearing from
day.
You, okay?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Have a wonderful weekend. Yes, wonderful
thank
weekend,
you, you
lady.
Thank you, too. See you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 551, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tanisha again. I have another question.
Okay, go ahead, Tanisha.
Okay, so I have a new job, and I wanted to know, you know, what do you pick up as far as my work career, do you get good vibes from it? I have a young lady there. She is, she's weird, but I don't want to, like, I don't want to have, you know, have the wrong thoughts. I just want to know, what do you get from her and, you know, some of the things she does.
What kind of worker or co-worker she is? Okay. What's her first name?
Yes. Tisha.
I'm sorry?
I think it's Tisha.
Say it again.
Tisha.
Tisha. Is that the right word? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Whoa, right quick, I got a pain right in my middle of my forehead. Good God Almighty. Ooh. Are you sure you need to ask about her, or you know already how she is?
I'm picking up some things.
She's got issues.
A lot.
And one of them is jealousy, which is too bad that she feels that way, because she ought to have confidence in herself. But yeah, I'm picking up jealousy from her. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is she stealing, or I pick up a lot from her?
Well, she's got a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
She does. Jealousy is one of them, and that's because she doesn't believe in herself. So she gets jealous not just of you, of other women that she thinks might look better or doing better than her. But she has all this within her. She just isn't even looking. She's on the outside judging instead of looking at herself on the inside and improving herself and empowering who she is. So, yeah, deal with her with a long-handled spoon. Do you understand that? Arm's length?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know. Just deal with her at arm's length. And, you know, don't tell her nothing about your private life. If it has to do with work, projects, whatever that you guys are working on, fine. Other than that,
well,
cut it.
I just have to be in the same vicinity as her.
Well, that's okay. But I'm just saying. Yeah. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, but I keep getting something like putting my wallet in the car. Is that accurate? Huh? It's something about my wallet. I keep getting just this notion just to leave my stuff in the car. And maybe I should. I'm like, is that me being paranoid, or is that something?
No, you can leave your purse in the car. Lock it in the trunk. Just take the change that you need for lunch, whatever that you want to have for lunch, or a cup of coffee. Other than that, you don't need your ID and all that stuff at work, do you? I mean, unless you have, you know, an ID to get into the job and out. But, I mean, do you really need your whole purse?
No.
Or do you just need some change out your pocket, you know?
Just change. It's okay.
Well, then lock your purse up in the trunk. There, that solves that right there. No more problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And like I said, just keep, even though you two are working in the same department, listen, you know my grandmother used to say, you can throw a dog a bone. You don't have to stand there and watch him eat it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she just constantly, like, walks past my desk, I mean, office to see what I'm doing. She constantly asks me what I'm doing. And, I mean, no disrespect, she's a janitor. And she just, I just keep, it's just weird, the energy that she's throwing, that she's giving off. It's just a very nasty energy. I don't like it.
Well, you just tell her that, you know, you just don't have anything to say, that you've got things on your mind. You know how to cut it short. So she starts a conversation. You know, you don't have to be ugly now, Tanisha.
Mm-hmm.
You could just tell her, say, I've got things on my mind right now. I'm kind of busy. Can I, you know, get back with you later? And then she can go on her way. You're through talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now she still keeps going, like, I'm sorry, I'm busy, okay?
Yeah.
And go on,
okay.
You know, because you're trying not to be ugly, but you're being in a nice way. But telling her, you know, that she's got to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not be all that busy, but you're just telling her it's your way of not wanting to be bothered by her, and I understand that. But I just don't want you to be ugly to her, you know, like, bitch, get out the way. I don't want you doing stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Don't do that, you know. You can be nice to someone, and they can get the point without being ugly all the time. You don't have to go low. So, yeah. And you'll be okay. Leave your purse in the car and just tell her, you know, like, hey, I'm busy.
I would talk to you, but I just got things to do right now. I don't have the time. And then that's that.
Okay.
What you got to say, Nina?
Nothing.
Okay. All righty then. And
thank
there you.
You
go. Tanisha, you are most welcome, young lady. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you. So cute.
Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Also, the chat room is open, y'all. So if you don't feel like coming in or want to call in on the phone, I know the one lady that had names, so she didn't want to give names. You know, you can go in the chat room and ask Nina if you don't want other people to hear, and you can still give the names to her, and then she could concentrate a little bit better on your question. So just to let you know that. Okay, next caller, area code 215. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Susan from Philadelphia. How are you girls doing tonight?
Well, hi, Susan, and welcome to the show. Doing great.
Thank you for welcoming me in. I have a question. A friend of mine, her name is Diane, left me inheritance. And the Lord told me to wait 45 days, and I called back 45 days. And I was wondering when I'm going to hear about it or get it.
I'm seeing paperwork, but...
Well, to be honest with you, my mother-in-law passed away 8 months ago, and we have still not settled anything. So it could be a while.
Yeah, it's been over a year now that she passed away.
Then I would really start laying the phone calls at least once a week.
Yes.
The next, and then after that, bump it up to twice a week because the lawyer is dragging his butt for some reason.
Yep. Amen. I've got that so clear, so did I. I got that real clear. She needs to get on him and start bugging the hell out of him.
Yeah, I just can't figure out what, you know, because I'm trying to move and it don't look like I'm going to be moving if that don't come in, you know, and, you know, it's just
well,
just,
I
you know,
see,
like,
I'm, the angels are telling me that you should have received it. You should have received it already. So because you haven't, like Nina said, the attorney is just dragging, being lazy. So you get on his butt and tell him, you know, it's been a year. It's enough now. You better do something and do it fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, because
I think you've been more than patient, don't you?
Oh,
yes. You've been
yes,
more than patient.
Like,
it's been a year. Come on, girlfriend. Get on him. Get on him and tell him to do his job.
Yeah, he said, call me back in 45 days. I called him. He was out of town. So then he called me back, and he said, well, there's more, paperwork. Another 45 days, you'll be receiving something in the mail. Just look it over and sign it and send it back to me. And that was a week and a half ago, which made another 45 days. So
is it possible that you go and see him face-to-face?
Well, that's what I had asked him the last time I called him. I said, do I have to come to your office or something? He goes, oh, no, I'll just send you the paperwork. You look it over and sign it and send it back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see him face to face. Then you can tell if he's lying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and first of all, I never even expected this. I mean, when I received the letter that she passed away, like, I was totally shocked and, you know, because I haven't seen her for a while, and, you know, and then when I got the letter, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, she passed away, and never in my wildest dreams thought she would have had left me something, you know, and, you know, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I mean, that she kept me in her heart like that. But I'm just figuring, you know, if you're going to drag your butt across, and not do anything, I mean, why even notify me from the first place? You know, I didn't even know nothing about it until I received the letter.
Yeah, you need to go in his office. Forget that phone call. You go in his office, smack him upside the head.
And when I asked him how she passed away, he said, well, I can't tell you on the phone because I don't know if I'm talking to you or not. And I said, okay, I mean, And he goes, all I can tell you is something was with her kidneys. And I'm like,
okay.
Well,
you need to go in the office and face him face to face and as soon as possible. Go ahead, Nina.
Did you get a copy of the will?
No, I didn't get a copy of the will. I just got a letter stating that she passed away and that she left me in her will to contact this lawyer.
Yeah, go and see him. You need to read the will.
So if I go in person and see him, he has to show me the will, right?
Yeah, you should be, because you are a recipient, yeah, you should be, especially the part where whatever was bequeathed to you, you should be able to read that. So, yeah.
Because there was a docket number on the paper that he sent, like when it described, you know, that she passed away, and then the lawyer's name, and then a docket number. And when I called, I gave him that information, but there was no will or anything. But I'm entitled to see that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're entitled to see
it. If you're one of the people to receive, yep, you are. You're one
okay.
of the recipients. You are entitled to see that will.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to pay him a visit.
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Thank you, lady.
And I'm being pushed.
I guess
yes,
I won't be moving no time soon because
you
got me on standstill, right?
Well, I don't know. You talk to him. Things could change now. Things could change, but you need to face him, you know?
Mm.
Like these idiots on Facebook put all their business on Facebook instead of facing the person that they're upset
mm.
with. Well, I'm telling you, face this guy and have him give you a copy of the will because you are in it so that you can read it for yourself and know what was left for you, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And make him start getting the paperwork done so you can receive your portion.
Yes. Thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome. Get on his butt, honey. He's being a booty butt.
I will. I'll call you and let you know.
Please do.
Thank you.
We're here every Sunday waiting on your call.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for calling, Susan.
All right.
Have a wonderful one. Thank you for calling. Okay, area code 504. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this? 504.
Hi, my name's Debbie. Yeah, my name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
All right. And what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I feel like in my job I'm in between a rock and a hard place, and I don't have anything lined up, but it's miserable to go to work because it's there's a lot of politics going on right now and changes, so some people are mad at the changes, and I feel like I'm caught in the middle and I just want to run, which is what I do when it gets heavy. So I was wondering if you had any advice with that.
Well, the angels are telling me you shouldn't change jobs, not right now. 90 days? Let me write this down. 90 days, yes.
Okay.
They're saying not right now, no, right now.
Okay.
Oh, they're telling me in 90 days, blue skies, rainbows, sunshine. Oh, just all these really good adjective words in 90 days. So I guess in 3 months' time, you're going to be checking on other positions. It must be by 90 days or 3 months' time, you will have found another job and something that's going to make you happy. But you won't miss money. It'll be like a week. I don't even see two. They're telling me 1 week. Like you end this Friday, you have next week off, and the following Monday you're at work.
Oh, I need that. And I need the week off. It's just they work you hard, and they don't give you 2 days in a row. And, I mean, they're crazy.
Well, like I said, they're telling you you'll just have a week off in between the two jobs. So you're going to be applying in the next 90 days, not next, but during these next 90 days from June to August. And by the end of August, you should have a job and something that you're going to be very happy with and pleased with.
Oh, good.
You know,
should,
so it's kind of like you
got
to crawl before you walk. And once you stand up,
yeah.
start running, girl. Start running. Okay. So your start running is now.
Okay. Do I actively go for it? Because, like, a lot of times people will come to me, and I'm wondering if maybe I have to actively go, or will it just be more like happenstance?
No, you've got to apply yourself, honey.
Okay.
Regardless, even if people tell you about jobs, that's fine, but you have to apply. In other words, you know, either online or go in and drop your application off, maybe take
okay.
an hour out of lunch and go for the interview, but, yeah, you're applying
okay.
yourself, so, yeah.
Okay.
But it's good thing.
I used to be in TV. I don't know if I should go back or stay in, I don't know, something different.
But were you happy at? Were you happy being in television?
No.
Okay, then so, that's not for you. And that's not for you.
And then I'm in sales. I love sales, but just not the company I work for. They're very cutthroat.
Okay. Well, if it's something you enjoy in sales, then apply for positions in that field.
Okay.
You know, that's what I would do. Where
okay.
you're happy at. Because this job in 90 days is a good gig. All the
oh,
beautiful
I'm so happy.
Adjectives and that the angels were describing, it's going to be beautiful, but you got to put the best foot forward for it to happen,
okay.
for it to come about. Yep.
Okay.
And just tell yourself, 90 days, I'll be out of here. 90 days, they can screw themselves. 90 days.
Yeah, they're going to miss me, too.
Give
I
yourself
can
a countdown.
You.
You are so assured that you're going to get a fantastic job to give yourself a countdown. Okay, now we're down to 80 days. Now we're down to 70.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me
yeah.
feel better, you know? Cause,
of course.
And I like holistic stuff, too. Like, I studied Reiki, and I'm getting ready to take some more heart-opening chakra classes, and I like that, too. I just would have
well,
to,
let me tell
you know,
you,
go on
you got
my
a Reiki
business.
Master. You got a Reiki master online with you right now, Miss Nina.
Well,
yeah,
I am a Reiki master.
Do you see me just stepping out with that? I mean,
no, because it's really hard to make a living. Being
right,
Reiki.
And I love it. I do love it.
Well, I do too,
I
but it is hard to make a living doing it. I do send distance healings to our callers that need them. And I have
okay.
several people help with this, but I had no intention from the get-go to make any money doing this. I am
same
recognized
here.
By the Canadian government as a holistic healer, and I could make money doing it, but I choose not to. I choose to use my gift to help others.
Yeah, same here. I love it too. I love all that, you know? I think that's why I get high sales because they're responding to my energy.
Exactly.
I don't know how I do, but I do it because I do say prayers and you know, feel goods and all that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That makes me feel better. At least I know that.
Of course. Of course.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, ma'am, it is. It surely is for you. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling, Debbie,
thank
and
you.
Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Wonderful week. Okay. All righty, and we've got one more caller. Area code 347. I believe this is Tamika. Is this you?
Yes, it's me.
How well did I know that? All right, young lady,
all
give
right.
us a question.
I just wanted to know before you guys go, could you guys tell me? Do you see a future for me and Matt, and how does he feel about me?
With you and Matt? I couldn't tell you because, remember, all I saw was a whiteboard. Was it Matt? No.
No.
Somebody else. I'm sorry. Okay, let me go back. I'm not picking up anything. Are you, Nina? Angels aren't telling me nothing.
All I'm picking up is that he's a good guy. He will treat you right. And it all depends on you whether or not you have a future.
Mm. Okay.
Hmm.
take that at face value and run with it.
Okay.
So all right, girlfriend.
So I should take the lead in a relationship with him?
No. But remain open and honest. And if you want a permanent relationship with him, you'll have to do that. Be open and honest. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let us know.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay, Tamiko. All right. Love you, girl. All right. Next caller is area code 561. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Doing great. Welcome to the show. What can we answer
Thanks.
For you today, young lady?
Well, I've had a situation going on for quite some time with this man, and I wanted to see if you think we might be able to work this situation out, or am I going to have to kick him to the curb?
Ooh. Okay, Lisa, what's his first name?
Steve.
Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. My jaw started tightening. That's a first. Like I want to grit my teeth.
Yep. Angels are jumping around, waving their arms in my face, saying, curb, curb, curb.
Uh-oh. There you go. Yeah, because
yeah,
my jaw, the right-hand side, my jaw going down into my lips started paining. And then my teeth, I wanted to grit my teeth. That's not a good thing at all. Yep, curb status.
Yeah, I just don't want to have problems with him because he's not, he's just not, he doesn't take no for an answer very well.
Does he take no to the police very well?
I don't know if I'm going to, I mean, I just don't know what to do with this guy anymore. I have, you know, I just, do you think he's going to finally go away?
You walk away, do not accept any more communications from him whatsoever. No text messages, no Facebook messages, no phone calls, no nothing. Walk away. And if he continues to bother you, put a restraining order against him. Don't fool around anymore.
Yeah, because he hasn't been very nice to me. I mean, I don't know. He uses passive-aggressive money to get what he wants, and I don't work that way.
Yeah, no, walk away from him, and he continues, like I said, get a restraining order against him. Don't fool around with him. He's not a guy
no.
you should be fooling with.
No, you shouldn't even be involved with him in the first place.
Oh, boy. Is he dangerous? Do you see him hurting me or wanting to hurt me?
He could, yeah.
There's reasons that Nina is telling you what she said. Are you listening? She's telling you
yeah,
that for
I'm
a reason.
Listening.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not trying to fuss at you, but... She's not just saying that as happenstance. She's saying that for your life, to tell you to walk
mm-hmm.
away and get away from this guy. And if not, get a
yeah.
restraining order. So what does that tell you? Yes, he can
yeah.
be dangerous. Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
And
thank you.
I hope you listened to her.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're listening to Nina when she told you, F-book, Facebook, telephone, internet, whatever, walk
mm-hmm.
away from this guy. Because he's put you in a place that you forgot how to love you, Lisa, and you're allowing
yeah.
him to do this to you. Well, let's go back to the root of the problem. Let's let Lisa love Lisa totally and unconditionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Lisa loves her. Now, here's this guy. Does he love you? No. Does he want to harm you? Yes. Is he disrespecting you? Yes. But I love me, so you know what? You're not a part of my life. Because I love me, and I'm not going to let you hurt me or take me down or disregard me as a human being because I'm better than that, and you are, Lisa, and you deserve better. Come on, girl. Don't you think you deserve to have a man in your life that's going to make you happy? Huh?
Oh, I know I have. I've been divorced
right
15
then.
Years. I didn't,
well,
I'm
yes.
not here to go backwards in time. I don't go backwards in life.
Well, then,
go.
You heard what I suggested, Lisa. Kick him to the curb. No more communications as of this moment on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Cut the ties that bind. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. All right, yeah, Lisa. Call us and
bye-bye.
Let us know, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye. All righty. Boy, good show today, everybody. Good show. I enjoyed myself. Nina, how you doing in the chat room?
I'm doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys got, I always say 5 minutes. Nina says two. So all the lines are open. If you want to call in, please do. Otherwise, in about 5 more minutes, we're going to call it a show. And definitely enjoy it, everybody. Yeah.
If you have a question from the chat room, shout, and I will, Dennis and I will answer on air if you'd like. So if you have a question, go ahead and ask. I've answered a few questions in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Heather finally sold. Lennis, just to let you know, Heather finally sold her house, so she's very happy. That's good.
Well, congratulations, Heather. God bless. I'm happy for you. Congratulations. Yay. Go ahead.
And that's about all the news I have. I love good news. Good news always lifts me up.
Yes. Amen. It sure does. Me and you both. Me and you both. Well, okay. Going
on.
I'm going to start the... I'm sorry?
Dead 2 minutes.
Okay, because I'm starting the music. Oh, well,
yeah,
I did.
Like to thank, well, she did, but it's not making music, but that's okay. I just want to thank you all for calling in today, and for those of you that called in more than once, it was a joy answering your questions. For those of you that have joined me in the chat room, it's really great to see some familiar faces and some new faces as well, and I enjoyed helping you in there. Have a great week, everyone. Remember that full moon is happening this week, so if you want to yell at somebody and be Saturday night, wait till the following week until you've cooled down.
Yes, because Miss Nina was being a little Saturday night today, y'all. It just cracks me the hell up. Anyway, yes, as Nina stated, thank you, everybody, for joining the show and supporting us, too, every Sunday. We do appreciate that. And don't forget, we are available on www.theessenceofsuccess.com, the website, for daily readings Monday through Friday, 11 to 7 p.m. at night. Okay. And Ms. Nina, you have a wonderful week. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And happiest of birthdays to Anna for tomorrow. I will be talking to you on Facebook anyway. But I just wanted to...
Yes, happy birthday, Sheeha. Love it. All right, Miss Nina. Talk to you later. Have a good one.